This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Come around to my way of thinking.
I'm Liz Willis, filling in for Joey McLaughlin, who was here last week, and this is Ask the Expert on 1240 AM and 93.5 FM WTAX, also on the web at WTAX.com if you're on the go. And welcome back to Take Back Your Health. I heard so much about you two, Drs. Chris and Sean Reed. You are neurologically based chiropractors, is that correct?
This is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And you're wellness consultants.
Absolutely. And for those of you that don't know what neurologically based chiropractors means, that means that we focus on the brain and its ability to heal the body. And so when we're seeing patients and, you know, kind of speaking about what we do, we want people to realize how big of an effect our brain and our brain's health has on our overall health.
last week I heard, I was in a meeting the whole time, but I listened to this on the podcast, and then I heard so many people talking about you two on Ask the Expert and Take Back Your Health. First of all, I know that you wanted to thank somebody.
Oh, I did. You know what? I didn't get a chance to last week because I think I was so nervous for my first show that I forgot about it, but I wanted to thank Kelly Greeley.
Yeah.
The girl to know in radio.
She is.
She's been a trooper. She's been a huge help and support to us. So I want to take this moment and just thank her for all that she's done for us and given us this opportunity that I've been dreaming about, as I told her last year for 15 to 17 years. And it's great to finally have this come to fruition. And here we are. And so we're excited because you know what? We have a mission in our office. We want to help as many people as possible get healthy and stay healthy and families. What's really, really exciting is we're seeing more and more young families who are tired of drugs. They don't want drugs. Mm-hmm. They definitely don't want surgeries. And they're looking for answers, as are a lot of people. So for us, it's quite an exciting time, and so here we are.
Very good. Now let's talk about what you talked about last week that was so compelling for everyone. I heard something about all the side effects of common drugs that we take.
We mentioned ibuprofen. Dr. Sean, you want to carry on some about that?
Yeah, we very quickly discussed last week, but ibuprofen is something, you know, that people take all the time. NSAIDs in general, you know, Advil and Tylenol and things of that sort. And if you get on drugs.com and look at the side effects to these drugs, it's endless. I mean, we counted up over 120 side effects. People don't know that. People just think it's pretty common to take these things for headaches and aches and pains. And what we want people to realize is that stuff's going to affect you. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but you consistently take that, it's going to have big effects. And there's a lot of studies out there talking about, you know, taking these drugs in excess, you know, causing ulcers and gastrointestinal bleeding. They know now that it increases your risk for heart attack and strokes. And we were actually just reading that it can also increase hair loss and hair thinning.
Oh my gosh.
So just as if it wasn't bad enough, you know.
So think about that.
Losing the hair.
Yeah, so think about that. A side effect of ibuprofen, which some people take 3 and 4 times a day, hair loss and hair thinning. I'm thinking that statement is going to tweak a few brains today.
Yeah, you know, some of us take ibuprofen or things in that family just out of habit. Because we expect to have some pain during the day.
You know, here's the thing about that, and this is what, again, this is why we're here to educate. We have to understand that our brain is trying to communicate to us when you have pain that there's a problem there. And if you just throw ibuprofen at it, let's say your symptoms temporarily go away, you're basically putting a Band-Aid on the problem, but you're not really getting to the cause of the problem. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We focus on trying to figure out, why are you having this pain? What's going on? So again, people will tend to just, you know, you see the commercials all day on TV. Got pain, take a leave. You're going to get, whatever, 24 hours relief from your pain, but why do you have the pain?
Why do you have the pain?
People think it's normal that as we age, we're supposed to have pain. Mm-hmm. That's completely false. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want, and that's why we're here. Educate, educate, educate. Educate is going to empower you. It's going to help. And again, what's the name of our program? Take Back Your Health. We want people to be so confident, and because they're getting educated, that they become empowered and they start trusting themselves to do the right thing. And that's where we want to answer questions, help people, and just get the good information that everybody's wanting.
Stress, and you talked about stress, and I'm a little stressed now because I realize I'm taking ibuprofen as a preventative every day. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know if I don't have pain.
And then you're like 99% of people. And that, like, he's just hammering home these points, is people need to realize that your health is a direct correlation with what you do every single day. And if you do poor things, you're going to get poor results. Mm-hmm. And once again, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next day. But, you know, when people have, you know, things that they're doing in their day-to-day basis, on a day-to-day basis, that's not congruent with what a healthy person would do, it's going to affect them. So we, you know, really focus on stress in our office. Reason being, it comes in three forms: physical, chemical, and mental, emotional. And if the stress is out of balance, you're going to have symptoms. And lack thereof symptoms, people think equals health. That's not always the case either. Just because you're not hurting every day, or you don't have a GI disorder, or you don't have heartburn, people think that equals health, but that's not always the case. And that's what we want to teach people.
Let me tell you, there's nothing more embarrassing than ending up in the ER thinking you're having a heart attack, and then them telling you, you know what, you're just stressed.
Yeah. And then the question becomes, well, how do I know? Not only how do I know, but how do I deal with this?
Right.
That's where we
are. I have to go back to work now.
That's where we, as neurologically based chiropractors, are experts. That's our thing. We're helping people learn how to modulate and deal with their stress, mm-hmm. because that is controlling our health. A huge deal.
And one statement that we put out last week, there's a statistic and a statement put out by the American Medical Association that stated over 80% of visits to doctor's office are from stress-related events.
Okay, so I'm not alone on that. We're not alone.
Absolutely not.
But think about that. People are going to an MD for stress. Well, what's an MD going to do? Give you drugs.
Right.
If they do anything, they're going to give you drugs. Now, again, people are tired of drugs. I tell you, I hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. I had a woman come in yesterday, a new patient came in her office. She's on not just one blood pressure medicine, not just two. She's on three prescriptions strictly for high blood pressure, because they can't control it with one, two, three just for high blood pressure. Mm. Guess what her comment was? I don't want to be on these drugs. I said, I completely understand. I mean, look at the side effects of ibuprofen. You get three more intense drugs. What are they doing to you? Why are people feeling lethargic? Why are people feeling miserable? They're on six and seven drugs, some 10 and 11. Boy, that's a witch's brew, you know? It's like, yeah.
But there is a way out.
There's always a way out. Education is a big deal. Getting back to the brain, and we focus on the brain and why, because, again, just how people think day to day is such a big deal. Had a new patient come in today right before we came out here. Last minute deal. She said to me, I've had sciatica for 2 years. I can't run anymore. I know it's not going away. I've had it for 2 years. I've been treated. I've had a cortisone shot. I've been even treated chiropractically. I know it's not going away. I said, stop. I said, first and foremost, you have to understand something. This is how powerful our brains are. If you tell yourself, I'm not going to get well, guess what? You're not going to get well. So the first thing we do in our office is we start to change that perception. And we begin to give people hope to understand that, you know what? I can do this. I can feel better. I can have a higher quality of life. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter what age you're at.
And we do want to also add a disclaimer. You know, when people come in, like Dr. Chris was just saying, you know, on three blood pressure medications, obviously it's not ideal. And we don't tell patients, you need to get off those, because that's not safe. But what we do teach people is we give them the steps on, if you do want to eventually get off these drugs one day, you got to do something. And it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be an easy task. It's going to take making some big changes. But if you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to grind out and do what you got to do, then, you know, you can get there, but you got to be willing to put in the work.
Now, this week, you're going to focus on inflammation in the diet. and what it does to us and how we can deal with it. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Drs. Chris and Sean Reed on 1240 AM and 93.5 FM WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
This is what
is
this song.
Baby, I feel good.
It's Take Back Your Health on 1240 AM and 93.5 FM with Drs. Chris and Sean Reed. And we were talking about we're going to talk about the inflammation. And how that affects us. But that song, I Feel Good, you were just telling me during the break there.
You know what? I've got a quick story to share with you. Most of the time, baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise, and again, I love that Kink song, feel good from morning till the end of the day. And that's normally how I feel. But guess what? What did I do last night? Well, rarely in our family, we eat pasta. I don't know how many times a year, but I know it's less than five.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh
but
gosh.
Anyhow.
Okay. Well, that takes, first of all, that takes effort right there.
Yeah. Last night,
pasta can be kind of a quick fix for a lot of people.
My wife fixes this particular pasta recipe that has sausage in it. It's phenomenal. And we had that last night. And I was just telling you this morning that I go to work this morning and I feel like I went out drinking last night.
Really?
I felt a complete brain fog. I felt lethargic. I just felt like out of my body.
Like somebody hammered you too?
Yeah, and just like, what happened to me? And I don't eat a lot of pasta. I don't eat too much bread. Because why? Because this is why. Because these foods, heavily processed foods like dairy, grain, sugar, these things are very pro-inflammatory to our body. They cause a lot of problems. You hear of gluten intolerance, dairy intolerance. What's all this mean? Well, they cause a lot of inflammation.
Okay.
We tend to feel it not only in our brains. We feel lethargic. We feel like we have a brain fog. I hear that from patients. But they also affect our joints, and they make us more sore.
Ah.
And when you start to clean your body of these foods, you begin to magically feel better. It's an amazing thing. So I wanted to share that story because guess what? I felt the effects of my dinner last night that quickly.
And as far as inflammatory foods goes, you know, people probably wonder, like, what does that mean? And like he just touched on, you know, it's the grains, it's the dairies, different oils and things, vegetable oils for certain, and soy. A lot of these products are pro-inflammatory. And what that really means is that our body can't break them down right. They can't metabolize them. They can't digest them well. And they have a problem, you know, our body has a problem eliminating them. And when that happens, it, you know, causes waste to build up in our system, and our gut gives us an unhealthy gut, and you know, symptoms come from that. What people don't realize, maybe I would say the general public probably doesn't understand, that your immune system lies in your gut. If you've got a gut that's out of whack, and most people do, because the American diet is not a good one, it's one that is full of these inflammatory things we're about to talk about. And if your diet's full of it, you're going to feel these effects. And I mean, this is linked to everything from headaches to chronic fatigue issues, heartburn, you know,
bloating.
Simple things. Bloating,
shoulder pain, reflux, knee pain. I mean, just all kinds of different pains.
What about IBS? That also, or is that
irritable
something?
Irritable bowel, again, directly tied into your digestive tract. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
And quite honestly, all this comes back to, again, the word stress.
Well, let's talk about stress eating and these foods that do inflame our gut and affect the bottom line.
You know, go ahead. Did you want to say something?
No, you go ahead.
I'm going to say, if you think about stress as an example, and I tell people, stress, what's it do to us? How do we respond to it? You know, how come people smoke cigarettes? Again, I say this last week, because it helps them with their brain stress. How come some people drink alcohol to help calm themselves down? Like, Friday nights, I'm going out to happy hour. Well, guess what? I build up this huge amount of brain stress throughout the week working. Now I need to go let go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it by going to happy hour and drinking. Guess what? Grains. Where's most alcohol come from? Grain. Pro-inflammatory to the body, pro-inflammatory to the brain. Yes, it does give you some, quote, temporary relief by tweaking your brain, but the ultimate result is not good.
You're going to be puffy the next day.
You know how you feel. Oh, but again, so that's, you know, it's all this inflammation is causing a lot of issues, causing a lot of pain.
We're talking to Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean Reed, and they are neurologically based chiropractors and wellness consultants. And if you have a question for them, dial 753-1240. They will take your questions. To continue on the list of foods that are now, I'm writing this down, these are no-nos for me.
Yeah,
because I'm at that age where mid-50s, one day I could be a size 10, the next day I could be a size 14. It just depends. What's doing this? Is it the food?
Oh, it's definitely the food. And you're not alone. As you say that, there's probably quite a few people listening to this that are saying the exact same thing. And, you know, there's a lot of buzzwords and things out there. You know, people have heard of, you know, like gluten intolerance and leaky gut. And it's like, what are these things? Why are they affecting us the way they are? And people need to realize that, you know, with the evolution of the human, I mean, we weren't cultivating crops until, you know, the last 10,000 years. But humans have been around for hundreds of thousands. And so what did our diets consist of before, you know, the cultivation of crops and grains and things of that sort? And it was wild game, and it was things that you could forage for. And you're talking, you know, fowl and fish and nuts and fruits and vegetables and all the things that we know we should be eating. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they're not as convenient. They might not taste good as the sugary things. They're not as satisfying as the breads and the carbohydrates. But what people don't realize is not only does your body crave the good things, you're going to get a response from it that you've never felt if that's all you've been eating. And most people are eating highly processed carbohydrates, chips and breads and pastas. They're eating, sugary drinks and candies. But even if they're drinking the diet drinks, they think they're doing good because it doesn't have sugar.
Well,
a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about why those are so toxic to the body and how the fake sugars are actually probably worse than the real thing.
Okay. You mentioned leaky gut. What is that?
So leaky gut is it's a condition that comes from, once again, just breaking down your body by treating it poorly. But it's essentially when the lining of the gut becomes compromised. And your gut is supposed to be permeable to a certain extent, but to really small particles and not bigger ones. And the bigger particles are like food particles and bacteria, because once again, our gut's filled with bacteria, good and bad. But when your gut becomes too permeable to the things like the food particles and the bacteria, then it can get into your system and just wreak havoc on it. And, you know, symptoms from that, from leaky gut, are, once again, the weight gain and the fatigue, skin issues, joint pains, hair loss, food sensitivities. And once again, when you're toxic in the gut, it's going to toxify your whole body and brain. Mm-hmm. Depression is also linked to leaky gut. So it's a really big deal.
When you're talking about the gut, does a person's breath tell you anything?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's interesting that you bring that up. Again, a lot of times that dentists will say, well, you have bad breath because you have dental issues, but this goes all the way down to the gut. Mm-hmm. If you're not digesting properly, which so many Americans are on acid blockers and things like that, and so they have poor digestive tracts. We need an acidic environment in our stomach to actually properly digest proteins. And when people are told, guess what, you're having acid reflux, you're producing too much acid, that's the way the medical people look at it. We, as natural practitioners, look at it from a completely 180-degree difference. You have lack of acid in your gut because your brain is under stress. One of the natural reactions when you're what's called fight-flight mode, when your brain gets stressed, mm-hmm. you go into fight-flight mode, your digestion automatically shuts down. That's a normal response. But here's what happens. You get a society of people under stress who aren't getting relaxed, mm-hmm. so they're staying under stress because we're a go, go, go society.
You even dream stressful dreams.
Exactly, but they're still eating when they really shouldn't be, mm-hmm. because you should be eating when your brain's relaxed. But think about the number of people who are rushing to get their kids, to pick them up, to take them there and there, and they're eating on the run, and they're going to McDonald's and grabbing some fast food, and boom, 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 boom. Again, you're wreaking havoc on your digestive tract because you shouldn't be eating because your brain is stressed, and all of a sudden you develop these digestive problems. Then you develop acid reflux because the food you're eating isn't getting properly digested. Literally drops from the esophagus into the stomach and sits there too long, begins to rot and ferment. And then, like a volcano, produces these acids from, you know, just putrefying foods, mm-hmm. that erupt like a volcano through your esophagus.
Ah.
And therefore, the medical people will say you have too much acid, you have acid reflux, let's give you an acid blocker. Well, this is an important point that needs to be hit home regarding digestion. When our stomachs function properly, they produce acid to digest the foods, especially proteins. Okay. When that process operates properly, you don't get acid reflux. So again, we attack this a different way, but most people on acid blockers aren't digesting properly, and that just leads to a host of other problems because they're not absorbing nutrients.
We are talking to Drs. Chris and Sean Reed. This is Take Back Your Health. If you have a question for them, 753-1240. You can listen to us on the web at WTAX.com. This is Ask the Expert, 1240 AM and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. This is Take Back Your Health with Drs. Chris and Sean Reed of Reed Family Wellness. .com. That's ReedFamilyWellness.com.
Yeah, we can be reached at ReedFamilyWellness.com. You can also call our office at 698-5800. Any of these problems that we're talking about today, if you have these issues and you're looking for answers, we definitely have the answers, and we would love to sit down and chat with you about it.
Dr. Reed, you were talking about a woman who came into your office with sciatica, and she kind of had it in her brain that she was always going to have that problem.
Yes.
And you say that it all starts with the brain.
Absolutely. Everything begins with the brain. The brain is literally the master control system of our whole body. And the brain is attached to our central nervous system. And again, the nerves control everything. So what you're thinking in your brain on a day-to-day basis has a large input in what your health is. Think about that. It's a big deal. How many people wake up and they feel pain and like, ugh.
Right.
You know, they come to my office and say, oh my God, I had a woman again 2 days ago. I'm miserable. I'm all messed up. Again, if that's the way you're thinking, well, of course you're going to be all messed up. Of course you're going to be miserable. So one of the things that I noticed, and I talked about this last week, when I first started getting treated 33 years ago, I was an engineer at the time. I couldn't explain to you what was going on. I was living out in Southern California at the time, but all I could tell you was my brain felt better, I was less stressed, and I began to heal. Again, I didn't know anything about it at that time. Now that I know what I know, now that I understand the importance of our brain and maintaining brain balance, and again, you're going to hear more and more about balancing the brain. Why? Because the brain's in charge. And that statistic that Dr. Sean gave earlier, about 80% per the AMA, stating that over 80% of visits to the doctors were from symptoms related to stress. I'm going to tell you, in the studies we've done and the information we've read, I would guesstimate that probably better than 95% of all issues that we experience as humans are due to stress. Mm-hmm. Again, now people think, well, wait, stress. Well, remember, that's physical stress, mental, emotional stress, and chemical stress.
Okay.
And chemical stress, people will, what's that? Well, think about the pesticides and herbicides that are used on our food sources in America. That, by the way, is as far as I understand, they still disallow in Europe. But the things that we're exposed to as Americans is unbelievable. A lot of poisons. And Dr. Sean is going to talk
through
a little about more about that and how that affects.
Well, yeah, I mean, just, you know, we're talking about all the different inflammatory things that we're, you know, exposed to on a daily basis. People don't realize, you know, in the last couple hundred years, things have changed dramatically. Not only, you know, what Dr. Chris was just saying with the herbicides and pesticides, but I mean, even what we're actually putting in from a sugar standpoint. I was reading just recently that back in the 1800s, the average person consumed 22 pounds of sugar a year. That sounds like a ton.
It does.
Then in the 1900s, it jumped up to 90.
Oh,
yeah. And as of 2009, there were some studies done that show that over 50% of Americans are consuming 178 pounds of sugar a year. And we wonder why chronic diseases are at all-time high. People are like, they're wondering, you know, why is heart disease so high? You know, there's all these drugs now that you can have to, that, you know, should help with that, but it's not. Well, why not? Well, because all the while you're taking your drugs to lower your blood pressure, you're still sucking down 5 sodas a day.
Right.
Well, you're not fixing the problem.
Or you're stressed, or you're eating those comfort foods.
Exactly.
Which a lot of times that is the sugar and the inflammatory
breads and the
foods.
Pastas and the chips and the crackers and all that.
Yeah.
Good
why
stuff.
Do why do we
cookies?
Why do we crave those? Is it because we've had them before and our brain is going back to that in times of stress?
You know what? They are known to increase serotonin levels in the brain, which again helps the brain calm down. So people who are under stress are normally gravitating towards those comfort foods because it helps calm their brain down.
Okay, so really there's a war going on in our bodies.
Internally,
ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, with my pasta dinner last night, I woke up and I was in a brain fog for about the first 2 hours of my day. And let me tell you, because I'm not used to it, it didn't feel good.
I bet not. Now, what do you do? Well, let's talk about some of the other. You were talking about the inflammation in the diet, Dr. Sean, and we were talking about oils and cooking oils.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad oils out there, and people don't even realize. You know, it's the standard stuff. It's the canola oils and the soybean oils, and they're pretty standard in most American homes, but people don't realize they're heavily processed. And before, you know, the early 1900s, these things didn't even exist. They're very unnatural, and the way that they're extracted, the way they extract these oils from these, you know, plant-based things, like they're extracted from soybeans and corn and, you know, sunflowers and things of that sort.
And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
It's not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, the oils that we gravitate towards in our households and what we try and hammer home to our patients, coconut oils are really good ones, extra virgin olive oils, oils that can be pressed to be extracted, you know, so they literally press the olive and they get the oil out, and same thing with the coconut.
Okay. I've seen coconut oil on the shelves, and I always wondered what that was about or what it was for, but that is one of the non-inflammatory oils.
Absolutely. Good high-quality fish oil, another great oil.
Yeah, and the thing about, you know, a lot of these oils is they're I don't want to get too technical, but they're called polyunsaturated fats. And the problem with those is they're very unstable, and especially in our bodies. And they do what's called oxidizing when they're in our bodies. And the problem with this oxidation is it literally leads to an inflammatory response by the body because it's not normal, and potential cell mutation. And when people are putting these in on a day-to-day basis, it's only a matter of time before they start to feel the effects. They're not healthy oils, but they're in just about everything. You know, if you're getting it out, chances are it's probably cooked with this oil.
I was going to say, we were talking earlier about stress eating, on-the-go eating, and I'm guessing that a lot of these inflammatory oils are in those foods.
You know what, they are in those foods, and they're so in so many foods that are just on the market, but people don't take time to read labels. They just go and grab things, and away they go, and I understand that. But again, we have a society of people who want to be healthier, and they're looking for the right information, and that's why we're here. It's just education. And as people learn these things and start to practice them, the best thing is they're going to feel better. They're going to feel healthier, and they're going to help eliminate some of the brain fog. And just that's what we're here for.
What about yogurt and soybean-based diets?
I know you've...
Personally not a fan. Again, when you talk about dairy in general, keep in mind that a lot of the dairy cattle are fed hormones to produce a lot of milk.
Yes.
A lot of dairy cattle are fed antibiotics to try and keep them healthy. So again, that stuff does get to us. So I'm personally not a big fan of any dairy that's sold in a store.
Okay. Even because if it says organic, because you don't
Well, again, organic, but keep in mind, too, with organic, that's better. However, that organic product still has to be pasteurized to be put into the store and sold.
Okay.
And that high heating under pasteurization destroys a lot of nutrition in that, you know, that normally exists, probably all the enzymes that naturally exist, again, making this product harder for us to digest.
Okay. All right.
And another question we get, you know, people are out in society, people think fat is bad and consuming fat is not a good thing. But that's not the, you know, that's not the case. Our body needs fat. Our body uses fat for a lot of important things, you know, like protection of our central nervous system. And it also, you know, we need fat for, you know, rebuilding cells and hormone production and things of that sort. So, you know, if you're going to eat fat, yeah, you don't want to go out and eat cheeseburgers and french fries. But if you're eating avocados and like I said, these good oils, these are fats. I mean, you know, okay. We take fish oil on a daily basis as, you know, it's just a supplement to make sure that we're supplementing in our diet. Yeah.
And that's a fat?
And that's a pure fat.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing. I'm so glad you brought that up, Dr. Sean, because I tell you what, I eat personally a ton of fat. And all I ever hear is how skinny I am, and I'm too skinny. I'm like, you know what? I'm eating.
You look great. You're tall and you're thin. You look like what everybody would like to look like.
I'm eating a ton of fat, and I always have. You know, 20 years ago when everybody's saying, oh, get away, fat-free, I tell people, guess what? When you take the fat out of a product in order to make it taste better, they increase the salt and they increase the sugar. So
okay.
Low-fat products are not ever where you want to go.
Okay.
We need fat. Our brains need fat. Our hearts need fat. Our joints, our hair, our skin, our nails. Every cell in the body, think about this, trillions of cells that make up our body, basic structure are sterols, okay, fats. So we need fat. We just need to concentrate on some better fat.
And to kind of piggyback off of what you were just saying about things being put into products, you know, when you take out the fat, they put a lot of bad stuff in. And as we get into this next segment, there's going to be a couple different things that I'm going to toss out there, you know, for the listeners so that you guys know when you're consuming these things, you really want to watch it and you want to do it in very small amounts, if not completely take them out of your diet altogether.
Okay. I also want to talk about when do we know that we're back to good? How do we start over and when do we know we're back to good? Take Back Your Health is with Dr. Chris and Sean Reed of Reed Family Wellness. And you can give us a call at 753-1240 if you'd like. And we'll be back on 1240 AM and 93.5 FM WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
This is Take Back Your Health. I'm Liz Willis. And in the studio, Drs. Chris and Sean Reed of Reed Family Wellness. Dr. Sean, we had some questions about, you mentioned diet soda.
Yeah.
A lot of people drink diet soda. Should we? Should we not? Tell us how it affects us.
We should not. We should absolutely not.
Are you sure about that?
100%.
Okay.
And people, the sad thing is people really think they're doing good when they're doing the diet because they're not getting the sugar. There's things that we can consume on a daily basis that we're exposed to in our diets called neurotoxins. And what does that mean? Something that is toxic to the brain is what a neurotoxin is. Aspartame, which is in pretty much all diet things, and it's also in candies too. A lot of like gums and mints and things of that sort contain aspartame. Aspartame's not a good substance, and it toxifies the brain. There's currently, I was reading this the other day because I was looking up specific facts on aspartame because I knew it wasn't good, but I wanted to have some facts for the readers or the listeners, I should say. I was the reader. 92 categories of complaints are currently filed against aspartame with the Food and Drug Administration. Does that say that there's probably a problem with it? Yet, how many companies are using it?
Right,
thousands. Thousands of companies.
Just in gum.
Exactly. Gum, all diet sodas. And once again, and the problem with this stuff is it tricks your brain into thinking, okay, I'm getting sugar. Your brain responds as if you're getting sugar. A whole cascade of events take place, but your body doesn't get sugar. So what are you craving? You're craving more. You're craving, and if it doesn't come in the form of soda, it's going to come somewhere else. So it's just a pattern that needs to be broken. People are, you know, need to realize that diet is not the way to go. And you know, it, on top of it, they think, you know, it'll help you lose weight because you're not getting the sugars. But I was reading some studies that were done by Harvard, and they said that they followed, I don't know how many people, a few thousand people around, and people were consuming these, you know, fake sugars, and they found a 47% higher increase of body mass index, BMI. From people who are consuming these fake sugars. So don't think that you're doing yourself any justice or service by drinking the diets. You're actually doing yourself a huge disservice. And, you know, and that's just aspartame, you know, things like Splenda that people put in their coffees every morning.
Me that's worse.
It's not good. It's in the same boat. Okay. It's a neurotoxin, and it prevents your body's ability to absorb nutrients, and it can reduce your gut bacteria. So your gut is made up of good and bad bacteria, mm-hmm. and you want more good than bad, and it can reduce the good bacteria in your gut by up to 50%. And what does that cause? Everything we've been talking about, right. Everything.
Toxicity, poor digestion.
Yeah, poor digestion, toxicity in the body, toxicity in the brain. What's it all come back to? Stress and the brain. And, okay. You know, if you're not getting those things in check, you're going to have some problems.
So job number one, Dr. Chris, is what? Think yourself well?
Job number one, yeah, you know, calm the brain. And that, usually people need help with that. You know, why are people taking anti-anxiety meds, antidepressants? Because their brains are tweaked, they're out of whack, so to speak, and they're trying to cure with drugs. But we know those don't work. And they have a lot of bad side effects. But number two, you know, since we're talking diet today, we have this article we hand out in our office. It gives a list of foods that cause inflammation, mm-hmm. which we've discussed. All grains and grain products, hydrogenated oils, seeds, soda and sugar, dairy and soy, meat and eggs from grain-fed animals. So people think, well, what can I eat?
What's left?
On the same page are some anti-inflammatory foods that actually help you get healthier.
Okay.
Here's the list. All fruits and vegetables. Imagine that. Red and sweet potatoes, fresh fish, meat, chicken, eggs from grass-fed animals, wild game, including deer and elk, anti-inflammatory omega-3 eggs, raw nuts, spices, oils and fats such as organic butter, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil, which we mentioned before, avocado oil, salad dressing choices, again, using extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and then the beverages, again, your best choice is always going to be water. Mm-hmm. They also list here organic green tea. And if you choose to drink alcohol, a red wine or a stout beer are the best choices.
Oh, That is interesting.
Now, it didn't say Bud Light. It didn't say Millerite. And it didn't say anything about light beer. It said a good, hearty, stout beer.
Is that because it's so close to original?
You know what? I don't drink a whole lot of them, but I'll be known to have a Guinness here and there, but it doesn't happen very often. But again, just a good, high-quality product. One thing I would tell you, quick story. A couple years ago, I drank a Bud Light, and I probably can't say this, or can I?
Well, I've already started.
I drank a Bud Light, but I don't drink Bud Light, but I noticed it tasted very sweet to me. Mm. Now I know why Bud Light's so addicting.
Because
they've added some sugars in there to make it addicting. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff going on in this world, but we want people to be educated because we want you to be healthy. Remember, that's our mission. Help people and families get healthy. And stay healthy.
Yeah. And then if you stay healthy, then you don't have as much money going out of your bank account to try to keep you healthy, which sometimes is maybe keeping you unhealthy.
Thank you for bringing that up. One of the things we wanted to touch on today was the high rise, in, you know, the increase in insurance deductibles. Mm-hmm. People are, you know, it's costing them more to get, quote, healthy. We try to teach people in our office all the time, once you get well, stay well. Don't let yourself get to that point. We are big promoters of wellness care, which is why we've changed our name to Reed Family Wellness, because this is how I've educated my family and how I've brought my kids up. Get well, stay well, live a highly vital and healthy life, and feel good.
Mm-hmm. And your body is going to act better.
Yes.
You're not going to crave those bad things.
Yeah. Once I mentioned in the beginning of the program, I'm going to finish today, is I'm getting ready to do a whole body cleanse and starting in July. I do these four times a year, once every quarter. And I love them because they help me to be disciplined. It's a two-week process. You're still able to eat a lot of good foods like the anti-inflammatory foods I mentioned earlier. And it's a two-week process, but it really helps you begin to become disciplined. And once you get through one of these and you realize how good you feel, that becomes addicting. Uh-huh. Then you want to realize, you know what, I want to feel better more often. I did this years ago. That's why I do what I do, because I enjoy feeling good. I enjoy feeling well, and that's how I want to live my life. I've made that choice for myself. We want people to know that that's what's available to them.
The results are obvious. You have a nice physique. You're thin. You are not you're not underweight. You're not overweight. You have a good complexion. And
Thank
I think
you.
Those things really tell, they tell the truth. Tell us again where you are and how people can get in touch with you if they
Once
want
more. Once again, we are at reedfamilywellness.com. You can find us on Facebook. For any of you listeners, anybody out there who enjoys, you know, kind of what we're talking about and finding any interest in that, please share the show with your friends. For those who can't listen at the time that this is airing, we're putting a podcast version on our Facebook page. So please send them that way. You can find us at 698-5800. Please call. We want to help as many people as we can.
This is Take Back Your Health, part of Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. You can find them at reedfamilywellness.com. I'm Liz Willis. Thanks for joining us, 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Join us next week.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, your Springfield family chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.